Proclamation number 7395 of 22nd of August, 1959. About the inner word. Pure Gospel. My word is given to you humans from above. You hear my voice, although it does not yet sound in your hearts. Yet you feel addressed by me and also sense that it is my voice, because you, as children, recognize the Father's voice, because you have become his own through your will. My word sounds in you like a clearly expressed thought. It sounds in you in such a way that you can understand its meaning, that the speech touches you in confidence. I can speak to you. Pure spiritual things can be conveyed to earth and yet be understood by you. The spirit within you conveys it from the heart to the intellect, and the latter can now deal with it, which it can also do with every address a person addresses to it. You have my word. But this word must be understandable to you or it would be of no value to your soul. The word must provide you with the most enlightening knowledge. It must be able to be recognized as truth. Nothing must remain incomprehensible about which my word seeks to enlighten you. My word shall and will bring light into your hearts, which means that clarity will prevail where previously there was confusion, that problems which were not understood will be solved, that correlations will be explained, that the human being will now be able to form a picture of concepts which were previously incomprehensible to him. For I want to convey the truth to people through my word, I want to acquaint them with things which people's intellect alone cannot master, which require my explanation in order to be understood and which I myself have also reserved to explain to you. Because I alone am omniscient and can truly shed light on everything which is still a mystery to people. And I speak to you humans in order to convey the truth about everything to you, and I will do so again and again because I want the human being to live in truth, because I want his thinking to be bright and clear and true. But not every person reacts in the same way to the truth offered to him by me. And therefore my way of speaking is also different but will never deviate from each other in its meaning but will be and remain unchanged truth. Yet the human being must also be able to draw advantages from it for his soul, otherwise my address would be worthless. And he will derive an advantage from it if he feels inspired by my word to work on himself, if my word impels him towards me. If he seeks me and endeavors to live in accordance with my pleasure. For this purpose I address the human being so that he finds his way to me and strives to fulfill my will. And every word which achieves this purpose is my address, albeit addressed to people in different ways, because not everyone is able to receive my word in utmost perfection. Nevertheless, my word can be spoken when a person already feels impelled from within to lively spiritual work and striving towards me. Then I myself have thus also addressed him and he has listened to my address and complied with it. And thus I very often speak to people on earth, and their will alone now determines the way they hear me. For the will that I might address them is also already the fulfillment of their desire. I speak to my children at all times, thus this desire to hear me will never not be granted on my part but they will always receive answers to questions or spiritual instructions which shall lead them closer to the Father's heart. Yet the receiving of my word is often also connected with the great task, that it should be passed on as a word from above, because people have already greatly contaminated my gospel and therefore it requires purification, and because I know who is suitable to receive my word and thus also to spread it. This word has the same purpose: to lead people to me, to bring them light and clarity, and to purge existing error. It is the purpose to guide people to the light as pure truth and to show them the path of ascent, so that one day they will reach beatitude when their earthly life is over. And the word which is to be spread must also be able to withstand all human criticism, although it will also be given in utmost simplicity so that it can be understood by all who are to read or hear it. And this word will also stand out in its kind. It will not be able to give rise to opposing objections to anyone who only listens to it with an honest heart and who is truthful himself. But it will also have to be guarded against contamination which is achieved through alleged wanting to improve, in which is always a danger as long as the firm will to serve me does not make the recipient or distributor happy, which is always a sure protection against any dilution of the pure teaching material which I want to supply to people again because they lack it. But as long as this firm will is present, no dilution needs to be feared, for then my blessing rests on every work and my servant will also carry it out under my protection and guidance. Amen.